Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you once again the precious Word of God, only means of salvation by Christ Jesus today. We invite you to come this morning to church. Our homecoming's today, beginning at 10:45 this morning, and you be here, and I believe you'll be blessed of God. And then revival will begin on Monday night. Revival beginning then. We also have service on Sunday night. Revival begins on Monday night. Brother Chris Cornut be with us in the services, and I believe you will be blessed if you will come. Be with us in the house of God at 7 o'clock each night. So you come today, and let's go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs. We'll have a song this morning. Hope be a blessing to you. Fathers, we bow in your presence again today. So thankful to you. You've let us come once again with boldness through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you, dear Lord, for grace, sufficient grace to walk with you daily. Thank you, dear Lord, for every blessing that you bestowed upon us today. Have your will and way. Touch the sick and suffering. Those that are not able to come today, be in the house of God. I pray a special blessing upon them that's not able to go anywhere. And I pray, God, that you'd help them this day. Touch the bereaved, comfort them. Just bless every need in radio land today. Have your way in the broadcast. May it help some precious soul today to get to Christ. We'll bless you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. To you today, singing this morning. Hope that get your heart refreshed and come to church, enjoy some more good singing, and be a good day in the Lord today, especially hearing the Word of God. Brother Titus Crisp will be preaching for us today, and so you come and be with us. I want to use this morning the book of Hebrews and what God's been pressing my heart with, try to bring to you something out of this that would be a help and a blessing to you. A very important part of our redemption is found here in Hebrews chapter 4. And there's a salvation rest. There's a service rest. And we can rest in the Word of God. and we've got something to help us get through this walk of life today. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 9, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, a piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there salvation, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. I want to go back to here to in the fourth chapter, go back to some verses that we feel like the Lord would have us to bring to your heart this morning. In verses 12, we find a very important part of the scriptures today that bears up and bears witness of the salvation of God, how important it is that we have the Word of God. Now, there's not a whole lot of folks that have respect to the Word of God in these days. Now, there used to be a time when more folk had respect to the Word of God and to the house of God and to the men of God. And so it's not that way today as much. But a lot of times it's our fault that those things take place. But I'm going to look this morning at the Word of God. Now, the Bible said here, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, we've got something today that will work for salvation if we just preach the Word of God. Preaching of faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So how can he hear without a preacher, and how can he preach except he be sent? Now, God sends preachers to preach the Word of God unto those that listen today. So we've got the Word of God, a very important part of our lives today. Most of us have got several copies of the Bible, the precious Word of God, in front of us. And we know what it takes to believe. And we accept the fact that the Word of God has been proven to be true and factual. It's never with any error. The Word of God has been true and faithful down through the centuries. God said he preserved his word unto every generation. We've got a copy today of the English-speaking copy of the Word of God in the King James Bible that we have today. It's preserved for us. Thank God for that. But the Word of God, I want to look at the Word of God for a little while this morning and just examine what he says about the Word of God. Oh, what a blessing it is to have the Word of God in these days, and to have the Scriptures that before us as we have today. What a blessing it is to have this precious Word of God. Now, the Bible said it's quick now and powerful. There's something that now you can't get away from this morning, and that's the Word of God. You may run, but you'll never get far unless you listen to the Word of God, because you'll be judged by this Bible that I hold in my hand this morning. We all will be judged by it. The Word of God is quick and powerful. There's nothing any more powerful than the Word of God to put souls into the family of God. The Bible said the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. And so how important is that today for the Word of God to be preached? Very much so in our day today. The Word of God is quick and it's powerful. Praise God for the Scriptures this morning. And so the Bible said, now it's sharper than any two-edged sword. He compares it it in comparison with a sharp two-edged sword that cuts coming and going and got a sharp point on it, the piercing that he pierces with. And the Word of God is compared to that today. It'll cut going and coming. Amen. It's got a sharp point on it, and it'll pierce to the dividing asunder soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The Word of God will tell you exactly how you are this morning. The Word of God will give you an analysis of your spiritual situation today, and you've got to look to the Word of God to find the help that you stand in need of this morning. And the Bible said it's a piercing, amen, the soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And so neither is any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of them with whom we have to do. What what did Jesus use the Word of God for? Well, first of all, he used it in defense against Satan. When Satan came against our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, he took out the most potent and the most powerful weapon in his arsenal, and he gave it to Satan. He said, "It is written." What did he do? He depended upon the powerful Word of God to defend himself against the affairs of Satan and the temptations of Satan that was put before him. So the Word of God, brother, was used by the Lord Jesus Christ. He declared the Word of God. One thing about the Savior, he never corrected the Scriptures. He never one time changed the Scriptures. He never did. And brother, Jesus preached the Word of God. He used the Old Testament Scriptures that they had in that day through the centuries. Have used the very Word of God to preach to those precious sinners that came out to hear him and to get saved by the grace of God. Brother, he preached out of the Bible, the precious Word of God. All the Scriptures this morning, brothers, the thing that we have, we can depend upon today, and the precious Word of the living God. Jesus used it in defense against Satan. And that's the reason the Bible tells us today, the Bible said, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against God." And brother, you better have the Word of God in your heart. You better study it. You better memorize it. You better read it. Amen. You say, "Can't memorize the whole Bible." Yeah, but if you'll read it and reread it and reread it. And brother, when you need something from the Lord to defend against Satan's wiles, and brother, the Holy Ghost of God that lives within you will bring that Word of God up to your remembrance and give you some a defense against Satan's snares and his temptations that comes our way. How many times in our lives have we had to depend upon the Word of God to ward off temptation? And brother, because it is written, "A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." God opened his mouth, and brother, through these Old Testament prophets and the New Testament men of God, and brother, he inspired them through the Holy Ghost to pen down what he said, what he had for us to hear, and the words of the living God. God is speaking to us through his Word this morning. Yes, you can find commentaries, but I'm going to tell you, brother, there's nothing will beat the Word of God. The Word of God is a good commentary on the commentaries. Amen. Because the Word of God is true and it's righteous altogether. It never is wrong. And it's forever settled in heaven. That's what Jesus said. He fortified the Scriptures by his pronouncement of the Word of God, that it's forever settled in heaven. And brother, fortified by the Lord God himself, he gave the Scripture down here. And you say, do we have to defend the Word of God? Well, it needs no defense on its own. But when those it comes against does, hey, we ought to defend the Word of God. And because the Scriptures, the only thing we've got to declare the salvation of God by the precious Word of God. Oh, my friend, listen, he used the Word of God and he confessed that the Word of God was the use against temptation. And he confirmed the Word of God by his using of the Word of God. He confirmed it. And brother, he confirmed that we've got a copy of the Bible today, and he preserved appropriate for every generation. Praise God for that this morning. Aren't you glad you're saved by the grace of God today? And oh yes, listen, and the Bible said, for the word of God is quick. And brother, it's quick, it's powerful, it's potent, it works, brother. It's still converting sinners from their sins today. It's still reaching down in the mire and the muck of sin and folks' lives and the depraved, the perverted, and all kinds of folk today. And brother's got access to salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. The blessed Lamb of God held out his arms one day and said, come unto me, and all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, from meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. And brother, Jesus said, be your followers of me. And praise God. Listen, you can follow the Lord Jesus. When you get saved by God's grace, you got to follow the Lord Jesus. Every disciple he called out, whether it's from the seashore, from the doctor's office, from the fisherman's boat, didn't make any difference. When he called them out, he said, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Brother, we've got to have something to help us to be a witness of the grace of God today. He's got to make us